Good day and welcome to the Keystone HDC podcast. My name is Jerry McPherson, and today I want to talk to you about finding great staff. If you are an independent operator of a bed and breakfast, hotel, or resort, there is a very good chance you have a basic understanding of the day-to-day operation. In a perfect world, you would clone yourself so that you know everything is being done to your satisfaction. Unfortunately, we do not live in a perfect world, and you will need help. So how do you find the right staff? Staff that will share your philosophy, who will care about your guests, who are willing to bend over backwards when offering service, and have great attention to detail. Well, to begin with, when advertising a job, don't waste your time interviewing everybody who sends in an application. There's a way to weed out a large number of applicants by using a simple technique when writing the ad. In the job description, instruct to anybody replying to include a specific word or phrase in their cover letter, a word or phrase that you have placed in the ad. For example, baseball. When you receive the applications, just plan on reviewing those who have included the specific word or phrase. This shows attention to detail, and it's a start in the right direction. During the first interview, start with your business history, experience, and philosophy, and then give them your properties and responsibility guidelines to review. Meet with each applicant individually to discuss their reactions to and feelings about the guidelines, as well as their background and experience. At this meeting, each applicant should be asked why they feel they're appropriate for this position. The next phase is very important. Role play with situations they'll probably encounter at any property. Make it clear that you do not want them to answer the way they think you want them to answer, but to react the way they feel would be right. This should be done for every position at your property. You have to remember, your priority are your customers, and customer service is imperative, and all your employees should embrace this, as studies have shown that the better the customer service, the higher the profits. Hire those who show empathy, kindness, and humility. Now you might be thinking, wait a minute, isn't experience more important? Emotional skills cannot be taught. You can't give staff the desire to bend over backwards for your customers. Hire for emotional skills. Train for others. It doesn't end there. The first day of training for our new employees should start with a meeting with you, a review of the property's policies. Let them know they are now part of your facility's family and that you are there to support them. Take the new employee on a tour of the facility, highlighting the people and the systems at work. Answer clearly and fully all the employees' questions. Issue their uniform and their own copy of the operations manual. Review the operations manual. Review the contract of the employee's position and complete the paperwork. For the best ongoing result, support your employees. The customer is not always right, but they should feel like they are. For this to work, a customer has to feel that the staff is on their side, and the staff should have the flexibility to handle situations the way they seem fit. Give them the ability to look for customer service opportunities and to wow your guests. Customers should not just leave your property satisfied, but happy, and this is much easier to accomplish if you have great employees. If you have any stories about great employees and would like to share them, or have any questions or feedback, you can leave them in the comments section of the show notes. The show notes, as always, for each episode can be found at our website, KeystoneHospitalityDevelopment.com, and click the blog, or go directly to KeystoneHospitalityDevelopment.com/blog. Let's work together to put heads in your beds. Until next time, have a fun day.